This is musician Khaki King. She's playing her guitar in our studio. She plucks the strings with both hands while slapping the body of the guitar, all in a perfectly timed choreography. You kind of have to see it to believe it. Rolling Stone put Khaki King on its list of guitar gods. She's joined here by her bandmate, Dan Brannigan, on synthesizer. Khaki King's fourth album is just out. It's called Dreaming of Revenge. She joined us in the studio to talk about it, guitar in hand. And later on, she'll even sing a little for us. She started off with this instrumental. That's Bone Chaos in the Castle. It's the first track on the new album Dreaming of Revenge by guitarist Khaki King. Thank you for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And Dan Brannigan is here as well, playing something.
Breath-controlled analog synthesizer.
Which means a stick that plays like a trumpet.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, something that occurs to me as I watch you play that song here in the studio is that at no point, Khaki King, do you touch the strings in the way that a normal guitar player touches the strings. You slap them, you hit the body, your style is so incredibly percussive. But I wonder how you write a song when there isn't a melody that you start with. What do you start with when you write a song?
Well, I am a chord person, or I'm a person that thinks in terms of progressions. Chordal progressions, and in doing this latest record, I was forced into becoming a melodist by my producer because he kept saying, "What you're doing is really interesting. Where is the melody?" So I actually, in this song, so the guitar, like that's actually a melody. Da 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 da. We picked it out of what I was doing within all this sort of craziness. And so starting to write a song, I'm actually, melody's kind of the last thing that I do, really. And in doing this last record, everything was fully written, all the guitar parts, and then all the melodies were written in the studio.
Let's hear a little bit from the album. Let's play the song Air and Kilometers. This. I want to ask you what this sound is. It sounds like you're playing a fork.
I am. I'm playing a spatula that is, it has grooves in the middle. So yeah, I'm playing it with a spoon. So I'm playing a spatula with a metal spoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so proud of myself for having gotten that right. I was like, she's going to think I'm an idiot.
No,
but it sounds like a fork.
It's a giant fork played with a spoon.
I want to play another track. It's called Montreal. Mm-hmm. It's got this meditative feel to it. Mm-hmm.
And then the drums kick in.
And then the drums kick in. I read that your first love is drums.
My first unrequited love, yes, is drums. That's actually me playing drums.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
That was my question.
It's interesting. I think I always wanted to be a better drummer than I was a guitar player, but I always was better at guitar.
Why? What is it about you?
No clue. I have no idea. I think I just, because I never really practiced guitar too much, then I became just better at it. Things came more naturally, but I really, really tried at drums. And honestly, I'm a pretty competent pop drummer, but I can't really go much further than that.
You know, from watching your guitar playing, I would guess that it's an unrequited love, the drums, but you never broke up with them.
No, we're still, I call them up every now and then and reminisce about the, you know, how it could have been.
Yet you've been on Rolling Stone magazine's Guitar Gods list.
I don't care. I wanted to be on their Drum Gods list.
I mean, it seems like there's so much about your guitar playing that is drawn from the drums.
Yes, but deceptively so. I think that for many, many years I was asked this question and people would say, oh, you use your guitar like a bongo and therefore you are obviously a drummer. But there's really what makes sense to me is when you're learning drums, you have to become ambidextrous. And the instinct is to hit things at the same time, you know, playing the hi-hat and the snare and then the kick drum. And all four limbs have to become independent of each other. So I realized that, yes, it's true, while drums have influenced my, quote, percussive guitar playing, it's really because my left hand can do something by itself and my right hand can do something else. I mean, a lot of guitar players would, you know, fret a chord and strum it. That's a horrible sound because I'm not in the right tuning. And so the right and left hands are working simultaneously, but just because of my failed attempts at becoming the greatest rock drummer ever, I'm you know, my left hand can sit here and do a little bass line, and then my right hand can do something else. That is how I became the guitar player that I am. Not just because, yes, there's a little bit of tapping here and there, but it's more that, you know, right and left hand are separated.
Your earlier albums were almost all instrumental. Mm-hmm. Your albums sort of step into the voice, mm-hmm. Getting back to this melodic idea. How did you work on finding your voice?
Well, for the last record, Until We Felt Red, I knew I wanted to do something very different. In a lot of ways, which I did. And one of those was I thought, you know, I've written these songs, I should sing them. But I had this super infatuation with shoegazing music, like really ethereal sounding vocals with lots and lots of delay and reverb. But I was sort of enamored by that. And on this record, I started to just sing in, you know, what my singing voice is.
Your songs seem to sort of exist in this space between major and minor, between happy and sad.
Mm, yeah. Melancholy. That's what that's called.
Yeah. It reminds me of, you're going to hate this, Morrissey.
I love Morrissey, and that's the greatest thing you could have possibly said.
Oh, good.
I'm a humongous fan.
Oh, good.
And in fact, life being what it is, we all dream of revenge, is a quote from Gauguin, but the reason that I used it in the song and titled the record and, you know, is because it reminded me of something that Morrissey would say.
Would you play it for us?
Yeah.
Guitarist, songwriter, musician, Khaki King, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Put a note in my pocket, said be good to yourself, but that was all.
Guitarist Khaki King and trumpet player Dan Brannigan are on tour right now with the Foo Fighters. They just finished up in Australia. They're on their way to New Zealand. Khaki King's new album is called Dreaming of Revenge. Our studio session and so much more are at npr.org/music.
Life being what it is, we all dream of revenge. Open your eyes for a second, just throw them at me. I stared straight into the sun, something to concentrate on. Do anything you'd give. give up everything for God knows why. I just can't stay till you're gone. I won't wish you well, I won't see you off, I won't try to call. If I see you in my mind, I'll say to you, it's not your fault. September, but that's not long enough for me. You put a note in my pocket for it to take care of me, but that was all.
Khaki King here in NPR studio. The song is Life Being What It Is. Parting words tonight come from another great guitarist, the legendary Andrés Segovia. He said, "The guitar is a small orchestra. It is polyphonic. Every string is a different color, a different voice." Segovia also said, "Listening to the guitar is like listening to a small, mysterious orchestra, as if one were hearing through the wrong end of the binoculars." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. May the 4th be with you.